Welcome to the VK7 Amateur Radio News, and this was first broadcast on Sunday the 26th of November 2023. At the mic of VK7WI this week is Idris, VK7ZIR. On Sunday, this broadcast goes out on repeaters all over VK7 and on digital radio, DMR Talk Group 5 and D-Star Reflector 91 Charlie by VK7ZCR. We go out on medium and high frequency, courtesy of the following rebroadcast stations. On 1.862 MHz by Graham, VK7GS. On 3.67 MHz by Peter, VK7TPE. On 7.14 MHz by Ross, VK7ALH. On 14.13 MHz by Gary, VK7JGD. And on 28.525 MHz by Dale, VK7DG. We also go out on UHFCB Channel 24, thanks to Mark, VK7FMAC, in the Hobart area. You can hear this broadcast again on Tuesday night at 8 p.m. on repeaters VK7RAA in Northern VK7 and VK7RHT in Southern VK7. Contest news. Spring VHF UHF Field Day. This weekend is the Spring VHF and Above Field Day, from the 25th of November from 0100 UTC to the 26th of November 0059 UTC. All bands are used from 6 metres and upwards as far as you dare. There are many categories in this event: single band, 4 band, 8 hour section, 24 hour section, and there is even a section for base station operation, something for everyone. Why not head out and find a nice spot, set up a portable station, and you may be surprised at the results. Usual frequencies: 52.525, 146.5, 439, 1296.15, 2403.15, 3398.15 and 10369.15, all on FM with SSB as an option if conditions suit. VKCL or your favourite log program will help keep things in order and make the process of submitting logs rather painless. Good luck and hope to hear you on the bands. That's 73 from Richard, VK7ZBX. Statewide news. Thursday night SSTV nets. Another busy net night that saw the following participants: VK7's Echo Kilo Alpha, Zulu Alpha Bravo, Tango Whiskey, Oscar Oscar, Zulu Charlie Foxtrot, Hotel Hotel Sierra, and Zulu Golf Kilo, all sharing over 30 photos. The various subjects were the Notre Dame Cathedral, the Ben Lomond Village, VK7RAA's Equipment Hut and Salamanca Place, the Garn Tourist Train, a high-speed train on the London Underground, a vintage Norton motorcycle, the Spirit of Tasmania, and an aircraft training simulator. Blatant advertising for NTARC's equipment auction. A screenshot of an application called Ham Clock from Kilo Delta 4 Charlie running on a Raspberry Pi. The Ham Clock displays the UTC clock, time zone, location info on your worked DX station, selected satellite tracking, solar activity, and the real-time propagation of the grey line on a world map. A couple of high-power broadcast transmitter vacuum valves. VK7 Hotel Hotel Sierra, the Hobart hackerspace, showing their setup along with one of their members. A freshly constructed interface and the setup for SSTV using a laptop and a Baofeng handheld. Statues, a line of female factory workers, a wood-carved seal and a pelican. Now remember, Ken VK7KRJ's and Steve VK700's fully automatic 24/7 monitoring sites that allows anyone who has sent an SSTV picture the ability to check them on their pages almost immediately, any time, both South and North Tasmania. Also, if you missed the net, there are archives of all SSTV nights. These photos can be seen on Ken's 2-meter SSTV website as an infinite scrolling web page, or on NTARC's website using blogs and arrange as weekly nets. At 73 from Andre, VK7ZAB. QSL News. Report from Herman, VK7HW, manager of the WIA VK7 Inwards QSL Bureau. The current list of cards held as at the 24th of November is in the email version of the broadcast. If I am holding cards for you and you would like them mailed to you rather than being delivered on an opportunity basis, please send me some stamps. Thanks to those who have sent stamps. While SAEs are okay, I prefer stamps as I can then provide an appropriate envelope to suit the number of cards. Herman has a copy of the log file for VK7WIA and will be getting cards ready to distribute in the next week or so, and will likely send VK cards to the various State Inwards QSL Bureau. If you want your card direct, please send me a stamp. As usual, happy to send cards for VK7 amateurs to the regular distribution teams or distribute them on an opportunity basis. Thank you to those who have been in touch requesting a VK7 WIA QSL card. If you have any questions re QSL cards, please contact Herman by email vk7bureau@wia.org.au. Thank you to those amateurs who have been in contact with Herman about their QSL cards listing. And that's MD3 from Herman, VK7HW, the WIA manager, VK7 Inwards QSL Bureau. Now news from the north. The SOTA WWFF Parks Group. The Summits on the Air Worldwide Flora and Fauna Parks Group meets twice weekly, Mondays and Fridays from 10:30 a.m. till 12 at the Glebe Gardens Cafe, Henry Street, Launceston. For more information, please contact Al on 0417 354 410. That number again, 0417 354 410. And that's 73 from Al, VK7 Alpha Nancy. Northern Tasmanian Amateur Radio Club Incorporated, NTARC. First up this week, I will hand it over to Roger, VK7 ARN, for a report on last weekend's safety communications crews horsing around. So over to Roger for some words of wisdom. NTARC and others provided safety communications and rider tracking for the 2023 Tasmanian Equine Endurance Riders State Championships, held mostly in the forests around Sassafras in northwest Tasmania. There were three rides, 160 kilometres, 95 kilometres and 56 kilometres. The 160-kilometre ride, in five stages, started at midnight, and the first across the line was home in just under 11 hours, the tail enders in just over 18. We provided three checkpoints with card readers, each with data comms on UHF and voice on VHF, both via repeater. One checkpoint was relocated to a fourth position for later in the ride. Being short-handed, an additional overnight checkpoint was supplied with a radio and staffed by a supervised volunteer. All checkpoints had at least two rides passing through them, each on multiple occasions, totalling 20 separate checkpoints over the five locations. Our crew was made up of VK7s, Andre VK7AB, and Tony VK7ZTT at base, Roger ARN with family member Richard at checkpoint 1, Justin TW and Rick RI at checkpoint 3, and Stefan ZSB at checkpoint 4. Stefan later relocated to checkpoint 5. Idris ZIR made pre- and post-event trips to Sassafras, but was needed on clubroom management duties back in Rochelle on the day. Weather conditions were reasonably friendly, with nil rainfall but lots of dust, thankfully with minimal wind. Temperatures were at times bordering on uncomfortable, on the high side during the day and low in the early hours. Sadly, this was the lowest level of amateur operator availability in 14 years for this annual championship event, requiring long hours for the few who made it. A conflict with the Scout Clark Trophy at Oatlands worsened the situation. Our attendance at community service events has sadly diminished over the years. This is not good for amateur radio's social standing, nor for the clubs being the beneficiaries of the donations made by event organisers. Thank you, Roger, for the update on the weekend's happenings. One very poignant part in Roger's report also pertains to most aspects of the club's ability to assist with community service events in general. Roger said, sadly, this was the lowest level of amateur operator availability in 14 years for this annual championship event, requiring long hours for the few who made it. Unfortunately, we seem to be accumulating birthdays at an alarming rate, and the demographic trend is towards an older club membership. This is not isolated to us, but is afflicting many service clubs and voluntary organisations in Australia. We are ageing and volunteers are dwindling, a serious topic that will have to be considered when the committee and club members are planning next year's participation in events. As a result, I can only reiterate NTARC's thanks to Justin and Richard from the South and Rick from the Northwest for the much-needed assistance they provided. Have a think about the considerable time involved in travelling from Hobart and beyond, especially at the moment while the Midlands Highway is still undergoing an upgrade, and also from the far reaches of the Northwest. Plus, I am sure the return journey always seems longer. As this is the last equine event for the year, it seems a logical time to thank Roger for his continuous contribution in his role as Safety Communications Coordinator. He takes event preparations very seriously, not just for the safety we are providing for the competitors, but also the safety of our volunteers providing the assistance. It all comes together on the weekend and made another enjoyable equine event with the added bonus of the social side get-together, plus the knowledge you are helping towards a safer community service event. Now, the NTARC auction hosting. Well, the shack clear-out auction is all over bar the shouting, as they say. As it is Friday when I pen this, we still have our fingers crossed that everything goes off without a hitch and all the lots do indeed go off and out the door. No doubt there will be an update in next week's broadcast regarding all the gavel banging. End of year club celebration is locked in. It will be on Wednesday the 6th of December, to be held at the Iron Horse Bar and Grill, located at 468 Westbury Road, Prospect Vale, Launceston. We will be in a quiet function room at the rear of the dining area. Tables have been booked under the name of NTARC and the menu is a la carte. We will be arriving at 6 p.m. for a 6:30 meal. Please RSVP to the secretary at secretary@ntarc.net or jot your name and number of places required on the registration sheet next to the sign-in register on a Wednesday night session or Friday coffee morning. We will need to confirm final numbers with the Iron Horse by December. A link to the Iron Horse location and menu information is available in the text version of this broadcast. Iron Horse Bar and Grill. Just for information, the main access to the restaurant is via a wheelchair and walking friendly gentle ramp. Now back to the housekeeping. You are listening to VK7WI and this is the VK7 Amateur Radio News Broadcast. And upcoming events. The Club Technical Night. The next session will be on Wednesday the 29th of November and will commence at 6:30 p.m. through to about 10 p.m. at the club rooms at Archer Street, Rochalie. Coffee mornings, held every Friday in the NTARC club rooms. Time is from 10 a.m. to noon and we look forward to seeing you all there. So why not pop in and join us for a cuppa? There is endless tea and coffee along with biscuits available for a donation. The Test Net and TechNet session. Every Wednesday, Test Net CW course on 3.58 MHz from 7 p.m. to 7:30 p.m. and a TechNet on 3.567 MHz from 7:30 p.m. till about 8:30 p.m. Your host for the evening will be Nick, VK7 Whiskey Whiskey. And finally, a reminder to all members that if you have any items of news you would like added to our weekly roundup, no matter how trivial, then please email them to the secretary at the following address, news@ntarc.net. All items to be received no later than 5 p.m. on the Friday prior to the broadcast. And that's all, folks. 73 from Stefan, VK7ZSB, Secretary NTARC, Inc. And now news from the South. Wyson South, Tasmania South Incorporated. Notice of Special General Meeting. Please note there is a change of venue due to no access to the Queen's Domain Club rooms on Sunday. Today, Sunday the 26th of November 2023, at 1400 in the conference room, the RBF Building, 21 Kirksway Place, Battery Point, or via MS Teams for those who have pre-notified. The object of the SGM is to allow the committee to present its report to the Wyson membership on the proposed merger amalgamation discussions with the Committee of REST. To proceed, 75% of the Wyson membership present must support a proposed motion to proceed with the merger. To be eligible to vote, Wyson members must be financially paid up, present at the meeting, proxy voting will not be accepted, and members joining via MS Teams will be counted as present provided they are financially paid up and prior notice of their intention to do so is received by the Secretary no later than 1400 hours of Sunday the 26th of November 2023. For further information and to provide notice of intention to attend the meeting by Zoom or Teams, please forward all communications to the Secretary at dmgoodrick_nbn@iinet.net.au. David Goodrick, VK7DMG, Secretary, Wyson Tas South Incorporated. Radio and Electronics Association of Southern Tasmania, REST. December end of year activities. REST will be celebrating the end of a very successful 2023 year with a free barbecue, car boot sale and fox hunts on the Queen's Domain. This will be taking place next Sunday, December the 3rd, from 11 a.m. at the Queen's Domain Clubrooms. Bring along any car boots that would you like to sell, and as a bonus for attendees, you might possibly put some radio equipment within the boots and sell that as well. Hi, hi. We are looking to run some fox hunts around the top of the Queen's Domain, and we'll have some prizes for those lucky enough to find those pesky little foxes. If you're intending to come along, please let our secretary know so that we can have some idea of the number of snags, patties and special food requirements that we will need to cater for. Just drop an email to secretary@reest.asn.au. The fee for car boot sellers is the enormous amount of $5 into the donation box or tap at the square. See you there at 73 from the REST Committee. You are listening to VK7WI, and this is the VK7 Amateur Radio News Broadcast. DATV Experimenters Night. We started the night with Justin VK7TW, who had an application for an Arduino and thought it was a good project to try artificial intelligence to generate the code for the Arduino. Justin went through the application and what sentence he put into the generator to generate the programming code for the Arduino processor. With the code generated, Justin went through the code and updated the LCD pin numbers and downloaded the code to the hardware and showed what it looked like on the hardware. There were a few issues as the code doesn't know about how to drive the LCD and overwrites the characters. Justin then went through the tweaks he made to the code, adding three more lines to add some messages and clearing the LCD screen. The revised code was then uploaded and demonstrated what it looked like on the hardware. Justin then summarised the process and some of the improvements that could be made to the azimuth indicator. We then showed the 2005 TNC Pi, which is a packet radio hat for Raspberry Pi in kit form. We then reviewed the latest AR, Low Key and Dubus magazines. This week's show we will be showing the built TNC Pi, the experiments with AI and Arduino code generation, and some other interesting SDR items. See you there on the stream. We stream the nights on the REST YouTube channel. We also go out on RF, DVB-TT, 7 MHz standard definition on 445.5 MHz. So if you have a TV, set-top box or USB DTV dongle that you can tune and scan 445.5 MHz and you can see the Queen's Domain, then you have a good chance of receiving the DATV Experimenters Night signal. Look out for VK7OTC. At 73 from Justin, VK7 Tangled Whiskers. Training and Assessments. Our last REST Training and Assessment Day was yesterday. If you are thinking of booking for training and assessment next year, please let Reg Emmett, VK7KK, the REST Learning Organiser, know ASAP by phoning 0417 391 607. That number again, 0417 391607, or via the REST website contact form. Check out the REST Foundation licensed training videos that can be found on the REST YouTube training and assessment playlist. And check out the REST Facebook page events for further details. And that comes 73 from Reg, VK7KK. Technology news. Etsy to publish Tetra cryptography algorithms. The secret cryptographic algorithms that underpin Tetra are to be published in response to a collection of vulnerability discoveries earlier this year. The European Telecommunications Standards Institute, ETSI, made the decision this week, saying, "We are open to academic research for independent reviews. The primitives of all Tetra Air interface cryptographic algorithms will be made available in the public domain," ETSI said. In late July, Dutch researchers discovered protocol vulnerabilities that would open Tetra-based radio communication systems, often in applications like public safety, to a variety of attacks. The researchers from company Midnight Blue said Tetra messages would be subject to real-time decryption, harvest now, decrypt later attacks, message injection, user de-anonymization, or session key pinning. Phew. ETSI noted that secrecy of cryptographic algorithms was common practice in the early 1990s when the original Tetra algorithms were designed. Effective scrutiny of public domain algorithms allowed for any flaws to be uncovered and mitigated before widespread deployment occurs, ETSI's announcement states. The publications will include Tetra's original air interface cryptographic algorithms, that's TEA 1, 2, 3 and 4, along with TEA 5 to 7, which were introduced in 2022 to quantum-proof messages. The TAA1 and TAA2 authentication and key management specifications will also be put into the public domain, ETSI said. And that article was written by Richard Chirgwin and sourced from the IT News Web eZine. And now regular VK7 gatherings and events over the coming months. Regular gatherings. Sewing Circle Net, daily on 3.64 MHz, commences at 5 p.m. AEST. Statewide SSTV Net, held every Thursday night via the North-South link on VK7RAF, VK7RJG, from 7:30 p.m. In the North and Northwest, VK7RJG on 438.55 with a 7 MHz offset, and in the South, VK7RAF 146.650 with a 600 kHz offset, and CTCSS tone 141.3 Hz to link RAF north-south. Statewide microwave QSO party, following the Sunday broadcast callback on 1296.15 MHz FM, one group in the Greater Hobart area and another in the Greater Launceston area. Then north-south digital contacts on 1296.2 MHz using Q65-60B. Stations in the Launceston area transmitting on the odd minute, southern stations on the even minute. SOTA WWFF group, meeting Mondays and Fridays, 10:30 to 12 midday at Glebe Gardens Cafe, Henry Street, Launceston. Enter TestNet and TechNet sessions every Wednesday. TestNet CW course on 3.58 MHz from 7 p.m. till 7:30 p.m. and a TechNet on 3.567 MHz from 7:30 p.m. till about 8:30 p.m. Your host for the evening will be Nick, VK7 Whiskey Whiskey. NTARC Coffee Morning, held every Friday in the NTARC Club Rooms. Time is from 10 a.m. to noon, and we look forward to seeing you all there. So why not pop in and join us for a cuppa? There is endless tea and coffee, along with biscuits available for a donation. NTARC Club Technical Night. The next session will be on Wednesday the 29th of November and will commence at 6:30 p.m. through to about 10 p.m. at the Club Rooms, Archer Street, Rochalie. Northwest VK7, Wednesday from 8 p.m. local. Northwest Tassie Amateur Radio Repeater Group Net on VK7RMD. Northwest VK7, Thursday commencing at 8:30 p.m. local. Northwest Tassie 2 meter DX Net 144.19 USB. Northwest SSTV Nights, 27th of November, hosted by Eric VK7EV from 7:30 PM using VK7RMD 70cm repeater on Mount Duncan on the fourth Monday in the month. And now events. VK, November the 25th and 26th, VHF and Above Springfield Day Contest. Wyson Taz South, November the 26th, Special General Meeting at 21 Kirksway Place, Battery Point, from 2 PM, MS Teams and in person. Reese, December the 3rd, End of Year Barbecue, Car Boot Sale and Fox Hunt, Queens Domain Club Rooms from 11 AM after the broadcast. NTARC, December the 6th, End of Year Celebration at the Iron Horse Bar and Grill, 468 Westbury Road, Prospect Vale, Launceston, 6 PM for a 6:30 meal. NTARC, December the 13th, Club General Meeting will be held in the Rotary Club Rooms from 7:30 PM. A reminder to those people rostered for next week's broadcast. Newsreader, VK7TW. Repeaters, Reist, NTARC, and in the Northwest, thanks to NWTARC, West Coast Radio Group, Cradle Coast Radio Amateur Radio Club, VK7AX, VK7JH, and VK7DC. 160 metres, VK7GS, 80 metres, VK7ALH, 40 metres, VK7JGD, 20 metres, VK7DG, 10 metres, VK7VKT, and UHF-CB24, VK7FMAC. DMR, Talk Group 5, and D-Star, Reflector 91 Charlie, by VK7ZCR. You can hear this broadcast again on Tuesday night at 8 PM, on repeaters VK7RAA in Northern VK7 and VK7RHT in the South. A huge thank you to all people and organisations that assisted with this broadcast. That concludes our VK7 Amateur Radio News broadcast for this week. You have been listening to Have Just Missed VK7WI. Next week, the National WIA News can be heard at 0900, followed by the VK7 Amateur Radio News about 0930 hours. Items for the broadcast can be emailed to vk7arnews@gmail.com. Further information about the broadcast can be found at the VK7 Amateur Radio News Groups.io group. The deadline for items is 2100 on Friday prior to the Sunday of the broadcast. Callbacks will be taken on the frequency to which you are listening. Relay stations will use their own call signs during the callback. On behalf of the VK7 Amateur Radio News Team, 73 and stay safe from Idris, VK7ZIR.